Friday, 24th of July, Gimel Menachem Ov, Dayan Yaakov Yisrael Liechtenstein, Parshas Devarim, Shomoa, Bein Einei Acheichem.
Good morning. Moshe Rabbeinu says in this week's Sedra, V'atzave es shreifteichem bo'isahi le'imor. And I gave a tzivui, I gave an instruction, a commandment to the shoftim, to the dayonim, Shomoya ben achichem ushvatetem tzedek. What does that mean? Shomoya, Rashi says, Loshin hoive kimo yizochor v'shomor. It's almost like a man. You should hear between your brothers, and then you will be shvatetem tzedek. What is this referring to? So Gemara says in Sanhedrin that this is a din, it's a pretty well-known din. Ben achichem, when you hear a din Torah, both parties have to be present. You cannot hear a din Torah on with one side. Not only that, says the Gemara in Sanhedrin of Zion on the base. Vo'atzave shevtechem bo'isahi shomoya ben achichem. Omer Rav Chanina says, Azhoro lebezdin shlo yishma divrei baldin. Koidem shiyovi baldin chaveroi. Is Azora, it's a lav, iser, to the bezdin, to hear one side of the story before the other party is present. Doesn't make a difference whether it's the plaintiff, whether it's the or the respondent. You're not allowed to hear one side of the story unless the other one is present. A lav in the Torah, but it's a deraisa. And secondly, this is not only an Isser on the Dayan, it's also an Isser on the people. The Azhora, says the Gemara, Lebaldin, it's an Azhora to both the plaintiff and the respondent, to the Baldin, Shaloyatim Dvorav Ledayan, Koidem Shiovoy Lebaldin, Kaveri. Colloquially, you say, you're not supposed to nobble the Dayan. Another, or as the Gemara says, Shaloyatim, you shouldn't try to start telling your story to the Dayan before your chaver or your bar plukta is together with you in the bezin. And that's called kri nama shamoya ben achechem. Ben achechem means both have to be there. That is Rav Chanina's opinion. Rav Kana says, I agree with this halacha, but I think the source is another pasuk. Mehocha. In turn, it says loisisa shema lashov. Loisisa can be read loisashya usfatem tzedek. Well, the same idea, but that you're not supposed to make heard your story before the other side is there, and only then will tzedek come out. Rashi explains why is this? Is this stam? A Xeris Akosu without any reason at all? What's the purpose of this? So Rashi says something which is quite logical. Rashi says this. Kshayu Shneam Yachad, when both of them are there together, then Shimu Divrayam, then you can hear both sides of the story. But Lo Tishmu Divrei Zeh B'loi Zeh, you cannot hear one without the other. Why not? Because because the person who's telling you the story will be able to tell you the story in such a way, even if he tells you a sheker, that it'll sound as if it's the emes. You know why? There's nobody to contradict it. He tells the story. It's a human nature for a person to believe a party if the other party is not there. And then he says, I guess, once Shalev Hadayin Noiteloy Lischulos, Dayan thinks, yeah, you're right. Then, even after he hears the other side, Shu Ein Liboy Mahapich Bischus Hasheni Kolkach. Once you heard the story and you formed a view already, that actually says, it's human nature, you will not, even after you hear the other side, you're not going to change. So according to Rashi, it's, what's interesting is that it's not only a Xeris HaKosu, but there's a logic behind it. by the way, and this is a klara din Shulchan Aruch. There's no dispute about this din at all. Shulchan Aruch says quite clearly, lo in chosher mishpat siman yudzayin sivot lo yia hadayin shoyme. Also le dayin lishmoya divrei baldin ha'echod shaloi bifnei baldin chaveri. No, there's no dispute about it. Shulchan says quite clearly. The Ramo adds on something. I'm going to get to it. So first I just told you, the Ramo says, "V'davke, this is only sheyadei hadayin, sheyadayin b'davo, when he knows he's going to be a dayin." But if somebody comes to tells him a story, I'm a chibin hadayin, right? And but somebody stops me in shul and says, "Dayin, I have a story to tell you. Am I allowed to hear it or not?" So the Ramo says, "Im shoma taina se'echad," he says, he heard it, it's not a story. And then, all of a sudden, the other one says, yeah, let's go to you for a din Torah. Ve'achakach nisratza hasheni lodin lefonov. So, the Ramo says, mutali es dayin bedover. If when you were told the story, you didn't realize you were going to be a dayin, you just heard the story, we're going to ask ourselves the question, why should that be? And just because you heard the story, doesn't the same svara of Rashi apply that you'll be influenced? And yet, the halacha is that Amos says mutaliya is dying b'dover. There's an interesting tumim where the tumim says, and it's quite a logical thing, but you have to tell the other party, you know something. He's already been by me. I've already heard. And here in English, we'd say you have to declare not an interest, but declare that you've heard the story before. Yes, sir. So, and then he adds on one more thing, the Ramo, which is I'll get back to it later because it's quite interesting. He says, "Lo yichdav shum chacham psak leechad mibale hadinim b'derech im kain." Is that teva that somebody comes and asks the dying, "I don't want you to be the din Torah, but I would like you to tell me, write me out, what will be the psak halacha?" Just yesterday, I got this thing. A certain community in Europe, I won't get any more details, it had only a liberal shul, and there was a small Orthodox community that formed recently. Very, very small, kam a million. No visigetzach, and there's a machlekes already, so they already broke up. They already broke up, and they made two shuls. You know, this kam, there's a minion, there's already two shuls. So one of the rabbonim writes me a letter, "Oh, yeah, I should give out a psak that it's osur to for them to do it. I don't know, not an entire, just a psak." So I called up the rov. I said, "Hold on," I said, "you realize that, you know, I'm not going to do this. I'm not asking you to get paskin the din Torah. The Torah will be by somebody else, but I need a psak." I said, "Look, the Ramo says lo yichtav shum chacham psak leechon bali adin b'derech im kain." He says, "You know, you get well, you know, and if it's the story is like this, you know, the azeir halacha oy shiichtav lo yidaitoy b'loy psak." Or he says, "All right, I'm not writing, as they say, my chavas das, my opinion, not a psak." Calls man shlish shama divrei shneim. Why not? Why can't you do this? Why can't I act as a toyin, you know, on the side? So that was this, because Chazal say, the Gurid says, chachomim hizoyer b'divrei chem, right, beginning of Perik, sher yilmedu sheker. So that's exactly what the Ramo says. Because shema yilmedu mitoich dvorov yilamdu l'shaker. What happens is, I guess, once I already hear, so one side already hears exactly where the halachic issues are, so he'll already make sure that he'll see what where the weaknesses in his argument, he'll stay away from them. Yilmedu l'shaker. He says what can happen is that the second side will come to you and he'll also ask you, "Nugan, what would be like this?" So you'll write a psak faker. He says, and you're going to look like a joke. So therefore, you don't write any imkains, you don't write any halachic bin, you stay out of it. This is the Ramo. And these are quite clear. clear these halachas. The question is like this, though. The question is brought down in the poskim. Many times, people don't want to go to a proper Beis Din for a Din Torah, they use a method what's called a Zablo. A Zablo is Rosh HaTevis for Zebor Lo Echad V'Zebor Lo Echad. It means like this. The two parties, each one picks a Dayan, and the two Dayanim pick a third. Sort of ad hoc Beis Din. This is, by the way, 100% kosher way of adjudicating the entire with the Zavlo. There's all kinds of questions when you have a Beis Din Kavua in a city. If you have a permanent what they didn't, do you have the right to demand a Zavlo? I'm not going to go into that. But there is such a mechanism called a Beis Din or Zavlo, Zebor Lo Echad, Zebor Lo Echad. What's the advantage of this type of Beis Din? The Gemara says instead, the Gemara brings this in, the Gemara says an interesting thing. Amri Marova Mishmeid Rab Zera is an advantage in this Beis Din. You know why? Mitoich Sheze Borer Loi Dayin Echad Veze Borer Loi Dayin Echad Ushneim Borer Loi Dayin Echad Yotza Hadin La Mito. You stand a much greater chance, says the Gemara, or a good chance, of the Emes coming out. Why? Because since each one chooses his Dayin and the two together. What does that mean? Why is it more? So Rashi explains a very simple thing. Rashi says, because if this is the way the Beis Din was selected, the composition of the Beis Din is made up of two Dayanim, that each one picked one, Tzai Si Baladinim, they'll listen to the Psak. The Sovar HaChayiv, because the one who loses will say, Harayani Ba'atzmi Birarti Ho'echot, I myself chose him. He was my Dayan. And so if you, there would have been, I would have had one good claim or a claim, he would have said it. So obviously, he says, and even the Dayanim themselves, in fact, they are inclined to do so, and they may do so. When you are selected by a borer, as a borer, you are allowed to be mahapik b'schus. Some say, what is mahapik b'schus? The Rosh says, it doesn't mean, the Rosh commenting on this Rashi, he says, I guess, mipnei, he says, sheyesh chseri das, there are some people who don't have any seichel, toyim b'divei Rashi, and they think from this Rashi, lemeid memenu sheadayin yeshel lahapik b'schus oisi shabir, that the dayin can, who was selected to be the borer, can be mahapik. Mahapik means turn it in the schus of his client. I call the word client in brackets. V'oimid b'mkoyma, he says, his nogu kama anoshim. So he said, what happened was some people used to pick as a borer bal tachbulois v'nisle b'divei Rashi. They would pick very unsuitable people, in other words, people who would be unscrupulous to be their borer, based on Rashi. Well, and Rashi says, you could be mahapach in my schus. He says, Chalila, says the Rosh, v'chas, v'idiktu b'dvorav, that's not wrong. She says, when Rashi says, hare ani birarti, he doesn't mean to say that, he means that the baldin may think that. He thinks that the Dayan will do it. But the Dayan Atzmoy, the Dayan himself, you're not allowed to make up any Svara to be Mizaka your side, to win your side, unless you clore that the din is like that. But to Stam trick the other side for your fellow to win, you're not a lawyer. Al tas atzmuk orche adayonim. Im hoye yochol hadas chaveroi lekabel svarosoi. That is considered mate mishpat. If you are cleverer than the other side and you're able to sort of say pull the wool over your other person, your other side's burr, that's wrong. That is mate mishpat. That is perverse, perverting judgment. But since each one selected, he says, maybe in Dvar Lishur, he'll understand his side better. If he has some schus, and that's what will happen. So, we have this institution called Zablo, where one can do it, and as the Rosh explains, you can't. It doesn't mean you can just do whatever you want. It means that the person who chose you will be more noted to believe. Question is like this. In the case of Zablo, right, this type of Bezdin, is it also forbidden to tell the story to your dying? The rule that we just learned, that Osir Ledayin Lishmoya Divre Baldin Chavero, does that apply in the case of Zablo? And if you think about it, this is a very real question. Because when you pick a Zablo, when you pick a Bezdin Zablo, so you've taken a Borer, you want to tell him the story. And you don't want to have to tell, the first time he's going to hear the story is in front of the other side in the Bezdin. So the question is, does the rule of Osir Ledayin Lishmoya Divrei Baldin Echad Shaloi Bifnei Chaver, does it apply in the case of Zablo? Interestingly enough, here's an Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan, this is a different sermon, but Aruch HaShulchan says that he believes nowadays that the rule doesn't apply for a Zablo. Why not? He says, it's already known, he says, that everybody, when you pick a borer, it's known already that you're going to tell the borer your side of the story. So Mamela, since already it has become an accepted practice, whether it's right or wrong, so he says it's considered as if kibul alayu, everybody was makabalist. It is a halacha. It's a gemara, and the Shulchan Aruch says that, Shulchan says in Chayshe Mishpat, Simen Chav Beis, he says that if you misha kibul alayu korav uposel, if somebody decided, let's say two people are having a din Torah, and there is somebody who's a mishpacha, but he's a choshev adayin, and they would like to use him. So the halacha is that if they say, we will accept him, and the question is whether they have to make a kinyan or not, then it's okay. You're allowed to decide that you'll accept such a dayin. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, this is similar to this. Just like, since everybody knows about it, this is the way it's done, it become common practice. So b'meila, you're allowed to tell the story to your borer even before the other side hears. Now, this Aruch HaShulchan is quite a mechudish to get in. And in fact, on the Kesef HaKadoshim, on this Siman Shulchan Aruch, the Zayin, brings opinions that disagree. First, he brings an opinion from the Ranach. He says that dayonim that are in a zablo have to be just like other dayonim. Whatever passels another dayon also passels. Now I have my own diuk. I saw the Rambam. It's interesting when the Rambam brings the din of being mekabel apostle to be, the Gemara says that they can decide to take an amoritz also. The Gemara says they can even take a bunch of shepherds, Roye Boker, to be the diet. My Shverel Hashem told me in his shtetl in Rakov in Poland, the Rav, when he used to have it in Torah, always used to be mitzarif to the Bezdin, a shuster. It was a shoemaker. Because he was a very, very clever man, and the Rav always wanted to hear what he has to say. So he used to actually be Mitzar, and they had to be Mekabel him. The Rambam says, yes, Mi shekibel olav korav apostel, vainly is dying or aid. He says, it's fine, he says. It's kosher. Afilu kibel min apsulim ba'avera, kishevan. It's good. Says the Rambam, he says, whether it is somebody, he says, his lashon is false. Bein, he says, afilu kibul echad min hapsulim ba'avera. Even if it's somebody who's posel ba'avera. The Rambam doesn't say, what happens if it's somebody who's posel because of an egiyas? If a dayan has an interest in a case, he's not going to be a dayan. So he's an agiyah b'dover, an agiyas. The agiyas is one of the biggest psulim. What happens, and this can be a very common case, where two people have a fight, they have a an interest, but the other one says, he says, okay, I know that he has an interest. Abal Pikein, I am Mekabalim. Can you do that? The Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam leaves it out. So there is one, a Pirush Lechem Rav, who says, Lav Davke. But the Pashup Shat in the Rambam is that it doesn't apply. And in fact, I found, in the later Poskim, the Poskim bring a Shvus Yankif that says that, let's say you took a Korov. It says that if you took a relative, it's fine. And what happens if the is an interest in it? The Korov says, actually, I formed a view already about this case. Even if you're mekabel it, it doesn't help. So the rule is, this rule that we said, that Kabbalah, accepting helps, has limitations. It doesn't help if the Dayan says that, well, I've got a view already. Why is that? Obviously, Kabbalah doesn't help. Being mekabel doesn't help if there is a chash that there will be a perversion of the din. In other words, Kabbalah can help, accepting and help, if somebody is posel because he's a korov, or because he's posel because of an aveira. Those type of invalidations you can override with an acceptance. What you cannot override with an acceptance is where there is negias. Well, if that's the case, so this whole Orach HaShulchan now is a bit strange. The Orach HaShulchan says that in the case of a Zabla, you're allowed to accept somebody who heard the story, because the Halach is, you're allowed to accept the Psulim, but you're not allowed to accept somebody who is possible because of an Egeus. And didn't Rashi tell us that the problem was when you hear a story on its own, that you may not come out with the correct judgment, you may have a perverse judgment. So the Zorach HaShulchan is difficult. In fact, there's a tshuva in the Ponim Iris. The tshuva in the Ponim Iris says that the only reason that he can see that you can discuss a case with your borer before it's come to Besdin is because there's a third borer who isn't selected, and he will be the honest man among the three. But otherwise, from the Ponim Iris, it appears, and he says Zablo has to have kosher dayonim, and if he heard it before, it's a problem in being a dayan. So just to sort of answer this issue, I would like to refer to one of the Meforshim in Shulchan Aruch called the Kesef HaKadoshim. He says something that's absolutely startling. He says as follows. He discusses this Ponim Iris that I mentioned. He says, Ubizablo, he says, the meaning is that two people do hear it, whether it's right or wrong. See, he says, well, this idea that since they were voluntarily accepted it, does that help? He says, well, he asks the following question. I don't think he says it should help. You know why? There's a rule in the Torah, Masdeh Mashikosu BaTorah. It doesn't help. If somebody does something against the Torah, even if you mentioned it beferish, it doesn't help. So how can Kabbalah help where the Torah says you're not supposed to hear the case? How can you decide to override it? You'll ask, but there is an exception to the rule of Masna Mashkos Vatorah. B'dovar Shebim Momon Tno Kayim. The rule is, if I say to you, I say, look, I'm going to sell this object to you on condition that the rules of Ono'a don't apply. I can cheat you in it. So there's a whole machlokes whether it applies, whether you can do it. Because on one hand, it's masna mashkos b'Torah. But Rabbi Yehuda Shita is, the Gemara says, that in monetary things, you can do it. Why is that? So the Meforshim explain, because it's like a moichel. A person can always be moichel in the case of money. So Rabbi Zohar, so he says the Kesef HaKadoshim, and then this is the startling, he says like this, look, there is an Isser to accept Shoichad. No, what will be the din if the two parties agree that we will suspend the Isser of bribery for this the entire... he says, will you say that you can, even though Masna Mashakosa Batoira, but Tanoy Sheba Momon is Dover Sheba Momon Tano Kayim? So let's say that you can do away with the Isser of, if both of them decide, you know, both of us agree, we're not going to worry about the Isser of Shoichad, and then each one can give as much Shoichad as he wants. He says, it's ridiculous, he says. You can't say, he says, Likach Shoichad, Al Yidei Sheyoidim Zem Yizeh Merutzim, he says, it certainly can't help. Oy Bazoi, he says, just like Shoichad won't help, so this also won't help. You know this idea? What's the comparison? The idea is very simple. What he's saying is, the Kesef HaKadoshim saying is this. Yes, the plaintiff and the respondent can decide they want to accept this one as a dayan or that one as a dayan. That's all true. That's all fine and well, where there will not come out a perverse judgment. No hatiyas hadin. He's a korav, or he's technically possible because of an avera, etc. Or you could have cases of race where somebody is possible because he was, let's say, a ger or whatever. So where someone is possible, you can accept, you can override it by a mutual acceptance. You cannot override hatiyas hadin, though. You cannot override a perversion of the din. And that's why Shoichad, says the Gemara, what's the problem of Shoichad? Shoichad, the Gemara says, is that when you, the moment you take the Shoichad, you can't see the issue clear anymore. Right? It's not Shaykh. You and the Baron against the Shoichad, you're as one already. Impossible to see it clearly. If that's the, so in Shoichad, you can't say, well, I'm going to do away with this Shoichad. You can't, because the problem is a perversion of din will come out. Mela, the same thing is true in this case. This is the argument. That even though normally a plaintiff can be makabel something, the respondent can be makabel, but since Rashi explained that the Isser Lishmoya Baldin Chavera is because I'm worried that a hatiyas hadin will come out, a perversion of the din, so then even the case of Zabla, you won't be able to speak through and against the Orach HaShulchan. So the question will be asked me, so why did the Ramos say that if you heard it but you weren't a dayan, you don't become possible? You see from here an interesting chiddush, that there's a difference when somebody, even a dayan, hears a story as a story, or he hears the story in his capacity as a dayan. When he hears it as a story, he doesn't necessarily get influenced by it. Hey, hear the story, oder ja, oder nicht. But when he's hearing it as a dayan, then already his thinking cap is on, and there is the chash that you'll be able to be negea by what you already thought or what you already paskin. I just want to finish with an interesting word from my Shveril Vashal. Hashem Hashem said, the Medrash says in the beginning of Vayigash that when Yosef exposed himself, revealed himself, to his brothers, that they wanted to kill him. Why did they want to kill him? Because they had paskin 22 years previously that he was Mechuyev Misa. So the old psak came jumping out that Mechuyev Misa. So the question is, one moment. 22 years has elapsed, and you see that everything that he dreamed about came true. He's the Shalit, and you know, you have to be realistic. It's obvious that you're wrong. That is the Koyach of Negius. A person paskin something once, he can't get away. He's negir b'dov. He can't get away from that psak. And the far, the poskim say that even if you heard the story once, you're allowed to sit on it in Torah, b'medvor mamurim, where you haven't written out anything, you haven't paskined anything. But once you paskined it already, you're in a gebedover, and you have to recuse yourself. You have to remove yourself from the entire.